gentleman's hand, clean, long-fingered and graceful.
My friends call me Mallory.
But I'm not your friend, sir.
He smiled. You could say I'm your partner in crime.
That neither, sir.
She laid a hand in his, and he raised it to his lips. Will you do the honour of telling me your name?
Jenny Smith. What was she doing? Her hand was still in his, the touch of his lips imprinted on her skin.
Of course. And the mask?
The mask stays on.
Ah, so I have no way of telling how pretty a woman you are.
He tucked her hand into his arm. You're quite a charmer, sir. But I'm finished here for the night and must go home. Did she sound a little too eager to leave? He probably thought she was a light skirt, but to make it quite clear, she added, I've no further business with you.
Of course. May I have the honour of escorting you home?
If you wish. She planned to make an excuse and dart away from him down one of the lesser walkways as soon as she could. He seemed to find her amusing, but she could not be sure his good manners would last.
Aren't you afraid of being caught? He asked.
No, I can't afford to be afraid. That way I'd end up dancing on air.
You're a brave woman.
No, sir. If I want to eat and have a roof over my head, I must have a trade. What's yours? He didn't seem offended by the contempt in her voice. Of course she knew he was a gentleman, and gentlemen didn't actually do anything.
I'm about to enter the army. That's why I'm in town.
She nodded. Good luck with fighting Boney, sir. Thank you for the company. I'll take a shortcut here. She ducked onto a narrow path. He followed.
I couldn't possibly allow you to walk unescorted.
Listen. She turned and bumped into him. He was so close. Too close. Or it struck her not close enough.
I assure you, I mean you no harm.
He sounded amused. She turned her back to him and followed the path. He was certainly persistent, and despite his gentlemanly manners, it was becoming increasingly obvious what he wanted from her. There was only one reason a man would follow a woman into a dark, secluded area in Vauxhall Gardens, a place designed to encourage trysts and the pursuit of pleasure. She would have to bluff him. How do you know I don't plan to harm you?
I don't. You interest me. You move like a thoroughbred. No excessive effort, all grace.
How very pretty. She thought about what he'd said. Like a horse.
Yes.
I see. Under cover of darkness, she raised her skirts and slipped free the small blade she carried in her garter. She whirled and pressed it against his throat. You're far too trusting, sir.
Indeed. Do you intend to murder me as well as rob me?
He sounded amused, damn him. He sank to his knees.
Do what you will with me, sweetheart. I won't call for help.
His hand touched, warm and gentle at the back of her knees. This was not going the way she intended. She took a deep breath as his hand tugged at her gown, raising it. His other hand lifted to take the knife from her.
I'll leave if you want me to.
His breath was warm through the fabric of her gown. Yes.
And what does yes mean?
His voice was a seductive purr as his hand touched the bare skin of her leg above her garter. I don't know. She should feel frightened. She was alone with a stranger who had easily disarmed her. Instead, a reckless elation rushed through her veins. I'm a fool. I should make him pay for what he's about to get. Any other woman would. Remember what Ma said? Hold on to it as long as you want. There are plenty who'll pay well for your maidenhead. Choose one you fancy.
Maybe we should discuss terms.
I'm not a whore. I don't give myself to every country bumpkin who discovers me.
He laughed. A country bumpkin. I suppose I am. And I assure you, I would never have guessed what it was you did. Except I like to watch you.
As I like to touch you so.